2023, we are in the second leg of our year of perseverance. So it's July to December. So we finished the first leg. We all survive. And July's sermon series will be on Walk in the Light of God's Love. It's a study about the epistle of 1 John. Can you tell your neighbors, walk in the light of God's love? This inspired letter gives lesson on how to live in the light of God's love. John wrote to the believers living through a time of persecution, confusion, and growing division, even among Christians, about the essentials of the faith and the falsities of heresy. This series offers sermon outline prepared by our dear pastor, Courtney Hall, who's in the Philippines. We wish him a good vacation and his family. And of course, I'm the first presenter. For the outline of 1 John, we will have Walk in the Light. That's the now showing in a little while. That's now showing. And then July 9, we will have Keep God's Command. On the following week, we have Love One Another, Let God Live in Us, and Obey and Overcome. Please don't be absent on those days so that we will have the light in us. Okay? Okay ba? Okay po ba? Let Jesus shine on us. Okay? And to give us a background, can we play that? Background of that book. Let's watch. Let's watch so that we will have an overview.
The letters of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. 1st John is actually anonymous, but 2nd and 3rd John are written by someone who's called the Elder. Now, the language and style of all three of these works are identical to each other and to John's gospel. And so most people think that all of them come from the disciple that Jesus loved. Now, that could be John, the son of Zebedee, one of the 12 apostles, or it could be another John among Jesus' earliest disciples known as John the Elder. Whichever John it was, he's now in his old age, and he's overseeing a network of house church communities that are likely around the city of ancient Ephesus. Now, from clues within the gospel and from these letters, it seems that these communities were made up mostly of Jewish followers of Jesus, and that they had recently gone through a crisis that motivated John to write these letters. He mentions that a group of people have broken off from these churches. These people no longer acknowledge Jesus as Israel's Messiah or as the Son of God, and they're stirring up hostility among those who stayed faithful to the churches. In fact, 2nd and 3rd John clearly address this conflict. 2nd John is a warning to a specific house church. There are people who deny Jesus. John calls them deceivers. And they're probably going to come looking for validation or support, and this church community is not to offer any. 3rd John is actually written to a member of one of these house churches, a man named Gaius. And the elder asks him to welcome legitimate missionaries who are going to arrive soon. He has to tell him to do this because the leader of that church community, Diotrephes, is acting like a jerk, and he's rejecting anybody associated with John the Elder. And so these letters give us a window into the tension and conflict that John faced in these churches. And 1 John was written as a response to all of this, but don't let the simplicity of 1 John fool you. This work is deeply profound. There's a clear introduction to 1 John, and then a clear conclusion. And the flowing cycles of the sermon in between these two don't follow any kind of rigid literary design. But there do seem to be two larger sections. Each one is marked off by the introductory phrase, "This is the message," and then each is followed by a repetition of images about how God is first light, and then how God is love. And all of the ideas in these two parts flow out of and cycle back into these two core ideas. So the introduction is very similar to the prologue of the Gospel of John. It has echoes of Genesis chapter 1 and Proverbs chapter 8. John speaks of the word of life that was with God in the beginning. For John, the word God refers to both the Father and the Son, who came to bring life into the world. And so those who saw and heard and touched the Son are called we. John's referring to himself and the apostles who were eyewitnesses of Jesus. And so now we have a message for you, the next generation of Jesus' followers. So when the apostles share the word of life with others, these others are also brought into fellowship with the Father and the Son through the apostles. The word fellowship here is koinonia in Greek. It means a participation or sharing. When people hear the message about Jesus through the apostles, that message brings them into a real relationship with Jesus himself and into a real participation in God's own love and life. And so this flows right into the first main section. This is the message. God is light. This is the message of the apostles, that the God revealed in Jesus is light. And so, if people want to participate in God's own life through Jesus, they need to keep walking in the light, which is a really cool image, but what does it mean? It means, for John, to keep Jesus' commands. And that's hard, so when you fail, Jesus' atoning death will cover for your sins. And then once again, you're called to get up and obey Jesus' teachings. But which one of his teachings? John reminds the churches of Jesus' old/new command given to the disciples at the Last Supper, that they love one another as he loved them. Doing this is walking in the light. Now, if God's light is now shining through Jesus, then that means the world's darkness is passing away, which also means that God's children already, in this moment, have victory over the sin and evil and death that reigns in the world. And so that leads John to challenge the churches, don't love the world, because it's passing away too. He's referring here specifically to pride and sexual corruption. Likely, these are problems connected to the conflict that was happening in the churches. And so this leads John to warn the churches about these people who have left the communities and who deny Jesus as the Messiah. John calls them the anti-messiahs and deceivers, but he's confident that those who still know the truth about Jesus are in fact the true children of God, and they are loved by the Father. And they show that they're part of God's family when they do righteousness and when they love one another, unlike the deceivers who are generating anger and strife and division. And so this transitions into the second main section of the sermon. This is the message of the apostles, John says, that God is love. And so God's children should love one another and avoid hatred. Don't be like Cain from Genesis chapter 4, John says. His hatred led him to murder his brother. But for Christians, love is defined by giving up one's life as a sacrifice for the well-being of others. That's what Jesus did. And when God's children trust in that love for them, it changes them. And so John warns once again of the deceivers. This time he calls them false prophets. When they deny Jesus is the Messiah, they apparently claim to speak for God. But John says to test the spirits. If anyone claims to speak on God's behalf, but doesn't focus on Jesus as the crucified Son of God, they do not speak for God, John says. God's true children will center their whole lives on the crucified and risen Jesus, because that's where we see God's true heart revealed. We see on the cross that God is a being of total self-giving love, and that love is what compels Jesus' followers to love others in the same way. And when people meet this God of love, it does away with fear and angst forever. Which is part of what John means by having victory over the world. When you realize that God so loves you, that he is crazy about you despite your deepest flaws and failures, that love becomes the thing that grounds your entire life. This love is what comes through trusting in the crucified Jesus. It comes through trusting God's testimony about Jesus given by the Spirit, and it's trusting in the message from the apostles about Jesus. And when God's love gets a hold of you, it opens up eternal life. It's a life permeated with God's own presence and life and love, and it begins now, carrying on into eternity. And so this leads John to the climactic conclusion of his sermon. He says, "We know the Son of God has come, and so we can know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus the Messiah. This is the true God and eternal life." Now, if your head's kind of spinning after hearing that sentence, and you're wondering, wait, who is the one who is true? Who is the one who gives true life? Is it Jesus or is it God? And John's answer is, of course, yes. John doesn't know any God apart from Jesus. And when he and the other apostles encountered Jesus, they discovered the God who loves us so deeply that he has chosen not to exist without us, despite our failures. And this God is so surprising, so unexpected, that John's final words call us to keep away from idols, that is, to resist any temptation to remake this surprising God in our own image. To know Jesus is to know the God of creative, life-giving, others-centered love. This, John says, is the one true God. And that's what the letters of John are all about.
In all of us, in Jesus' name, amen. Next slide, walking in the light. Let all stand in the reading of his word. To honor his word, let all stand and let's all read it together because there is power in reading the word of God. Christ was alive, the world began, yet I myself have seen him with my own eyes and listen to him speak. I have touched him with my own hands. He is God's message of life. This one who is life from God has been shown to us, and we guarantee that we have seen him. I'm speaking of Christ, who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and that was shown to us. Again, I say, we are telling you about what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may share the fellowship and the joys we have with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. And if you do as I say in this letter, then you too will be full of joy, and so will we. This is the message of God has given to us to pass on to you, that God is light, and him no darkness at all. So if we say we are his friends, but go on living in spiritual darkness and sin, we are lying. But if we are living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ does, then we have a wonderful fellowship and joy with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it's perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. And if we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God as a liar, for he says we have sinned. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the reading of your word. You can all sit down. Thank you for reading the word of God. Hello, is that you? The phone is ringing. Hello, Jesus Christ is calling us. Okay. Walking in the light, the word of life, the light of God, and the truth within. The word of life. Christ was alive. I'll just read the key points. He is God's message of life. He is eternal life. He shared with us, we share with him in the fellowship, and we will be full of joy. Another phone. Lines busy. What was John's point? He started with, Christ was alive when the world began. Christ was there already. Even though he's not being born out of Mary, he was there before the beginning of the world. This emphasizes about the eternality of Jesus. In Genesis 1:1, the opening verse of our Bible says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, passion, and created the heavens and the earth. But and John said, yet I myself have seen him. This is the time that Jesus came physically on earth, born out of Mary. And John called him the message of life, which is the word of life. The word here means logos. I look at the strong concordance, and it's number 3056. It means a transmission of thought, a communication, a word of explanation and utterance, a discourse, a divine revelation, a talk, a statement, instruction, an oracle, a divine promise, a divine doctrine, a divine declaration. Jesus is the living Logos. I speak the name of Jesus, right? His name is power. His name is healing. His name is life. He is the Word of life. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Can you tell that to your neighbor? Okay, and it's in John 1:1. The Bible is the written Logos. Okay, that's why we have the Bible. It's the form of communication to God, of God to us. It's a revelation. It's a divine talk of God to us, you know. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrows, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Sabi sa Tagalog, ang salita ng Diyos ay buhay. Kaya may kanta tayong buhay, 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 kailan pa man. Okay? Ang salita ng Diyos ay buhay, makapangyarihan, sharper, matalim. Matalim. Ang talim niya, baliktaran, two-edged, tapos na nakaka-pierce sa ating mga puso at sa ating espiritu. At nadidiscern nito ang ating mga iniisip at ang mga layunin ng ating puso. The Holy Spirit utter the spoken Logos. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I cannot be standing here without the Holy Spirit helping me. Wala po akong lakas, wala akong kapangyarihan na tumayo dito, kundi ako tinutulungan ng Santong Espiritu. Gayon din po tayong lahat, na tayo ay nakakatayo dahil tinutulungan tayo ng Santong Espiritu sa ating buhay. Jesus reveals to us the heart and mind of God. He is the living means of communication between God and man. Kaya nga po, di po ba, nandito yung God, nandito yung man, separated sila because of sin, and then Jesus, nandito po siya. Ito po si Jesus, siya yung naging means of communication between God and man. Nakita niyo po, sabi sa video, to know Jesus Christ is to know God. Sabi, the word of life, so Jesus is the message of life, ang sabi po doon, siya ang salita ng buhay. Jesus is the word of life. And that word of life is the giver of eternal life. So, salita ng buhay, nagbibigay ng buhay na walang hanggan. That is eternal life. Sabi po, this one who is life from God has been shown to us. Sinasabi ni John, nakita namin siya, nakausap namin siya, nakinig kami sa kanya. At itong Diyos na ito ay ang Diyos na nagbibigay ng buhay na walang hanggan. Christ who is eternal life. Diyan, eternal life po, ang buhay na walang hanggan is not something we earn by good works or deserve because of good character. Wala pong good character, wala pong good works na makakapagbigay sa atin ng buhay na walang hanggan. Si Jesus po ay ang buhay na walang hanggan at siya lang po nakakapagbigay nito. Eternal life is a gift. Isang regalo mula sa ating Panginoon. Ito lamang po ay regalo sa mga nagtitiwala sa Kanya as sa kanilang tigapagligtas, as their Savior. Kaya nga po, ting my birthday, ang pinakamaganda pong regalo, lalong-lalo na po sa hindi pa nakakakilala sa Panginoon, ay ang buhay na walang hanggan. Kaya po, pag naimbita kayo, yun po ang layunin nyo. Ipag-pray sila na magkaroon sila ng buhay na walang hanggan. Eternal life is in Him, and this life gives light to all mankind. Sabi po ni Jesus, siya mismo nagsabi sa book of John, I am the one who raises the dead and gives them life again. anyone who believes in me, anyone, kahit po sino, even though they die, like anyone else shall live again. Sabi po, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by means of me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Yung pong, kaya po, pag nakatanggap tayo sa Panginoon, ang unang pinapabasa sa atin ay ang Book of John. Di po ba sinasabi sa atin, o basahin mo yung Book of John para po mapatibay ang ating pananampalataya. Ang question ko po sa inyo, have you read the book of John? Nabasa nyo na ba paulit-ulit? Nakilala nyo na ba yung 7 I Am's, the Book of John? O, pag hindi pa, hindi nyo pa binasa. Okay, nandun po, pinapakita po na sa atin doon kung sino si Jesus. Di po ba? Sabi po dito sa John 20:31, but these are written, recorded, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of God, and that through believing and cleaving to and trusting and relying upon Him, you may have life through in His name, through who He is. And ito pong first letter na ito, para po ma-affirm, have you ever doubted about your salvation? Ah, tinanggap ko lang si Kristo, eh, save ba ako talaga? This is the question that is, you know, paano save yan eh? Nagkakasala pa. Paano save yan kung ganyan naman ang ugali? But the first John is telling us, you know, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved. This is po, ina-affirm nila na, I have written this to you who believe in the Son of God that you may know you have eternal life. By faith po natin tatanggapin ng Panginoon, by faith din natin paniniwalaan na tayo ay na-save. And out of that faith, dun tayo kikilos ng ayon sa ating pananampalataya. And this eternal life unites us in fellowship with God and others. Why are we sitting with each other now? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ that unites us, the eternal life that we have. Because we have something in common, the blood of Jesus Christ that saved us. Christ took on Himself a human body and became a man. He went to the cross and took on that body the sins of the world. Kinuha po ng Kristo ang kasalanan natin. Tara po, yun ay mabayaran. Christ carried the burden of our sin. He was nailed to the cross. So we would stop sinning. Yun ang goal. And start living right. By His scars and bruises, we are healed. As sinners, men have nothing in common with the Holy God. Wala naman po tayo talaga. Kasi po sinners nga tayo, no? Kaya nga separation. But God, in His grace, sent Christ. Sana po yung nasa gitna. To have something in common with men. Acts 2:41-42. Then those who gladly received His word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, in the breaking of bread, which we have just done, and in prayers. I'd like to emphasize here fellowship, koinonia. It means sharing, unity, close association, partnership, participation, a society, a communion, a fellowship, a contributory help, the brotherhood. Ano po ba yung koinonia? It's a unity brought about by the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can bring us into koinonia. It's an intimate bond of fellowship. It cements the believers to the Lord Jesus Christ and its other. And it is we have that because of the eternal life we have in Jesus. Napansin niyo po ba na pag sinabing, ah, Kristiyano yan, kahit noon niyo lang po siya nakita, you have a bond. You form a bond po kasi pareho kayo ng pinapaniwalaan. Pareho kayo ng you shared salvation and eternal life with God. Meron tayo kayong common grounds for unity. Sabi po ni Jesus mismo, he is praying. This is the prayer of Jesus in John 17:21, that all of us will have, that all of us will be one. As we are one with God, that may also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. So yun po yung essence ng koinonia. Pag po nagkakaisa tayo, we live in unity. Sabi po sa Psalms, how precious is it when people work together in unity. Nakikita po ng mundo yon. And that's the one that draws them together with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:9, bakit po tayo nagpe-fellowship? Because God is faithful, has called you into fellowship with the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. When we are fellowshipping, that fellowship emanates from God and to others. And this is my testimony. Bakit po sinabi dito, God is faithful? Because God wants to show His faithfulness to us through our koinonia, to our fellowship, to our participation. Koinonia, I came here in the United States not knowing anybody except my mother and my aunt. My mother belonged to a church. Because she has koinonia there, they were praying for me. And when I came there, it's a source of blessing because through that koinonia that my mother has to the people there, I got my first job. So it's because we share in a common burden. That's the importance of koinonia. We share in our joy. We share in our sorrow. We share in everything, even in finances. Like in the book of Acts, you can read there how they share. If you are not a part of any koinonia, then maybe you didn't receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the source of fellowship, who is the source of fellowship uniting us. And how can God show His faithfulness to us? Through this koinonia. Because this is the source where God can provide for us, where God can protect us, God can heal us. Because when you are sick, these brethren, because of your koinonia, will come to you and pray for you. The prayer of the, diba? We are told to pray for those six. Those koinonia helped me establish my relationship. And then, that's the way to help our relationship with the Lord. Koinonia is a word, fellowship. It's uniting of God to Him and to others. We cannot unite with others without God being united to us. Napaka-importante po na we belong to a Bible study group. So ang question ko sa inyo, meron ba kayong Bible study group? Na-attend ba kayo? Or pag-attend nyo dito ngayon, karipas na kayo ng takbo, di ba? Uwi na kayo, wala man lang kayong kakilala. Kaya nga po, I emphasize especially to know the names of the people that you're sitting with. Because God has brought them into your attention so that you will have koinonia, fellowship with them, so that you cannot be alone. Okay? I remember when I first came here in this church, I attended the Salazar's Bible study and still remember the prayer of Nanay Connie and Tatay Fermin. When I remember them, I remember God's faithfulness to me. That this couple is praying for me. Every Sunday, they will ask me how you are. They know that I'm new in this country, and they will ask me, how have you been, what God is doing, and I can never forget them. I believe also that one of their prayers is for me to allow to stand here. That's the koinonia, my friend. So if you don't have any koinonias that is in your life right now, better build a relationship, attend prayer meeting, participate in the church activity. Don't let them, bahala na sila dyan, sila na nakakaalam niyan. No, don't be like that. You are given into this family because God has a purpose and plan for your life. Do koinonias, whoever the Lord brings you. Okay? God is faithful. And through that koinonia, I still remember when my son came here. I'm a single parent. And Pastor Art Chong was there to take care of my son. I did not even pay him. But it's because of the koinonia. I don't have a car. I have a car to ride. I don't know places, but I have this people, that Iconia, the young adults. I still remember the car of Sister Magu. We always ride there, you know, me and my son, and the cars of the other, Chong and others. And it's because Koinonia is very strong. And I believe Koinonia in this church is very strong. So involve yourself in the Koinonia, in the fellowship of believers. Know the people that you're sitting with. Be involved with their life. Be involved in the church activity. Because God is faithful. Amen. Amen. And that fellowship, you know what that fellowship brings, produces? You know, I was just sitting there. People are coming, greeting with one another. There is joy. There is joy. I don't care how loud it is, but there is joy. There is joy in fellowshipping with one another. Fellowship here. Fellowship is Christ's answer to the loneliness of life. Are you lonely? Well, come to fellowship, right? Are you lonely? Are you depressed? And joy is answer to the emptiness, the hollowness of life. Depressed po, kasi walang joy na nag-emanates from the fellowship through Jesus Christ and to His Son. Joy is not something we manufacture or for ourselves. Hindi po tayo pwede bumili isang kilo ng joy, kalahating pound ng joy. Di po ba? Wala tayong mabibiling joy. Joy emanates from our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's translated to others. He said po, in the presence, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Pakisabi nga po, in thy presence is a fullness of joy. Sa Panginoon lamang po yan. At pinakamaganda, libre. Diba? Mahilig tayo sa libre. Mahilig tayo sa sale. Diba ba? Pang joy po ay binibigay ng Panginoon. Hindi po kailangan kayong maraming pera. Hindi kailangan mataas ang edukasyon nyo. Hindi kailangan na puro tama ang ginagawa. But kailangan po mayroon tayong fellowship with our God. Sabi po dito, John 15:11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive and your joy will be complete. Ito po ang intensyon ng ating Panginoon, ano? For us to be joyful. Kaya nga po, bawal ang nakasimangot dito. Diba? Bawal. Bawal na nakasimangot kayo. Pagpasok nyo pa lang, sabi, ay, naku, ang asawa ko na yan. Naku, ang kulit kasi. Di po ba? Sabi nga na, hindi na. Bawal po ang nakasimangot dito. Pakisabi nga sa katabi mo, bawal ang nakasimangot dito. Though you have not seen him, sabi po ito ni Pedro, no? You love him. Even though you do not see him, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. That is our ultimate thing, that we will have the joy of the Lord in us, because in Nehemiah, sabi, the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Faith in Jesus Christ gives you a joy that can never be duplicated by the world. Kahit po wala kayong Louis Vuitton, kahit po wala kayong Gucci, di po ba? Kahit po wala kayong Chanel, di po ba? But the joy in the Lord can never be replaced by any worldly materials. Natandaan po natin dyan. Sabi po ni John, he has experienced it, and I want to share with you. That's what we are sharing, the joy that comes from the Lord alone. So, summary, ito po yung gusto ko matandaan nyo. First point pala, Jesus. Okay, let's all say Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is the Word of Life, ang salita ng Diyos. Ang salita ng Diyos ang nagbibigay ng buhay na walang hanggan. Ang buhay na walang hanggan ang nag-unite sa atin, nagsasama-sama sa atin para sa ating fellowship which is koinonia. Ang koinonia na ito ang nagpo-produce ng joy. Di ba pagkasama mo yung mga kapwa mo, ang saya-saya nyo, hindi malirip na kasiyahan. Di ba? And that will go back to the word of life. So, if you remember, and who is the center of this? Who is the thing that we're talking about? That's why sabi ko sa inyo, we'll talk about Jesus. Okay? Jesus. Jesus. You always talk about Jesus wherever you are. Kasi po, ang salita na ang pangalang Jesus ay makapangyarihan. Kapon po, nag-attend ako ng burial ni, nandun din po kayo, ang sabi po ni Sister Alma kay Brother Ray daw, condolence to the Bernardo family, ang sabi niya, mamamatay na po ito, ang sabi pa niya, siguraduhin mong makakarating ka sa langit. Yun po, oh, mamamatay na daw po si Sister Alma. Ang bilin niya kay Brother Ray, siguraduhin mong makakarating ka rin dito. Di po ba? It's because hindi daw po siya natakot mamatay because he know he will meet Jesus there. But he is still praying for Brother Ray. Yun po kasi ang sharing kahapon. Di po ba? Kayo ba? Sigurado ba kayong makakarating din doon? Di ba? Yan po, yan po, yan. Yan yung ating, yan po, kung ano, put in your mind, no? Simple, ano, eternal life is found in Christ Jesus alone. Not to any knowledge, not to any education, not even your savings, your treasures, or your family, not even. Only in our faith with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? The light of God. Sabi, this is the message God has given to us to pass on you. Kaya po, God is light. God is light. Pakisabi nga po, God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. So if we say we are His friends but go on living in spiritual darkness and sin, we are what? Lying. Are there liars here? Oh. Are there liars here? Sabi po dito sa side, yes. Okay. So, alam niyo po, favorite verse ko, and my roommates knows this, Revelation 21:8, liars go to hell. Alam niyo po ba, nasa Bible po pala yun, di ba? O, sinasabi natin, oh, liars go to hell. Revelation 21:8 po pala yun, liars go to hell. Di po ba? But if we're living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ does, then we have wonderful fellowship and joy with each other. Pag hindi daw po tayo nagsisinungaling sa isa't isa, di po ba? Hindi tayo, ang buhay ay pakunwari lamang. Di po ba? Ang buhay ay isang, ano ba yung may kantang pakunwari lamang ang buhay? Hindi tayo nagkukunwari, no? The blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from every sin. Ano po ba yung sinasabi dito? John described God as light. Sabi po ng Panginoon, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Darkness, of course, is the absence of light. Okay? When people stray from obedience to God and step into darkness, they begin to act in ways that are inconsistent with His character. Ano bang character ni Lord? What are the character of God that you know of? Give me one character of God that you know of, at least in your life. Faithful, loving, merciful, forgiving. What else? Faithful. Healer. What else? Huh? Provider. Protector. Rebuilder, rewarder. Our ever-present help in times of trouble. Right? Holy. If that is different, you know, maybe darkness, right? Darkness is the absence of light. And those people living in that darkness, avoid light. Kaya nga po, di po ba may mga tao na ayaw, di po ba? They don't want you. May mga tao po talaga kayo may encounter na wala naman kayong ginawa sa kanila. They don't like you. Because they're living in darkness, you're living in the light. Okay? But we are admonished to walk in the light of God. Because Jesus in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Who alone has immortality, dwelling in approachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. It's Jesus, right? When confronted with the truth, ito po ano, when confronted with the truth, true believers will turn away from darkness to walk in the light. When confronted with the truth. Ang tunay na mananampalataya po ay tatalikod sa kadiliman at magpupursige, magpe-persevere na lumakad sa ilaw, na may ilaw. Sabi po sa 1 John 2, 9-11, next week, i-illuminate ito. He who says he is in the light and hate his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in his light and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness. Oh, may kaaway ba kayo? Uh-oh. Di po ba? Na maliwanag po dito. He who hate his brother. Oh, baka hindi brother, sister naman. May mga philosopher eh. Hindi po ba? Oh, baka sabi, brother lang sinasabi dyan eh. May mga philosopher, sister. Oh, brother, sister. Oh, mga kapatid. Oh, di ba? In darkness and walk in darkness and does not know where he is going. Because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So, pag dark ba kayo, pag madilim, alam nyo ba kung saan kayo patutungo? Di ba hindi? Okay. Sabi, pursue to love others as God loves them. They will forgive, yung pong tunay na nabubuhay sa liwanag daw, they will forgive offenses quickly so that their heart and anger do not turn to bitterness and hatred. Kasi po, di po ba, nagiging bitter ka na, nagiging hatred ka na. And those who walk in the light, they will turn away from hatred. And how do we turn away from hatred? Yun nga, di po ba? You start by faith. Kung hindi mo po ako kayang kausapin, you start by faith. You start by praying for them. You start to open your mouth, releasing your forgiveness to them. First, forgive yourself. Ask forgiveness for yourself. And then, ask the Lord to give you the grace and the mercy to forgive others. Because, ang sabi po dito, maliwanag, if you hate your brother or sister, you're still in darkness. So, isipin nyo na po, isulat nyo siguro kung sino yung mga inaaway nyo pa sa isip nyo. Di po ba? Yeah, it stays in the mind. Di po ba? Mga inaaway nyo pa sa isip nyo. Sulat nyo siguro. So that, from darkness, you will go into light. And that is called po, repent. Sabi po, they walk back toward, yung mga daw pong gustong mag-walk sa life, they walk back toward the truth of who God is. He's loving, He's caring, He's forgiving, He's faithful, He's just. And wants to restore fellowship with Him, sabi. And that process, brothers and sisters, is called repentance. You repent. We repent. It's the process by which God forgives and purifies through Christ's blood. Sabi po dito, walang communion yung light with darkness. So hindi po pwedeng magsama ang liwanag at dilim. Sabi pa nga sa ano, meron pa rin ano yung langis at tubig, di ba? Yan po yung mga ano, hindi pwedeng magsama yung langis at tubig, hindi po pwedeng magsama yung tadiliman at light. Kasi yung pag yung darkness na penetrate ng light na yon. Di po ba? pag ang buhay natin ay na-penetrate na ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo, we walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Walking in the light, therefore, is loving others. Hindi ko po nailagay dyan, but walking in the light is loving others no matter what they did to you. Kung si Kristo nga, pinatawad tayo, di po ba? Ano bang kasalanan mo? Then, through the blood of Jesus Christ in us, we can also learn to forgive others. Those who know Christ, walk in the light. Kung kilala mo talaga si Kristo, you're walking in the light. It means you're not hating anybody. Those who do not walk in darkness, God is light, and in Him, no darkness at all. At ito po yung goal natin as a believer, to walk in the light as God is in the light, in order to have fellowship with Him and fellow believers. Amen po ba? Amen po ba?
Amen.
And walk in the light because God is light. In that way, we will have a wonderful fellowship and fullness of joy will be upon all those who believe in Him. Amen? Ang goal po natin talaga na makipag-fellowship tayo, yung fellowship natin kay Lord, ay hanggang mamatay na tayo. Because dun po, mamatay tayo sa physical, but we have eternal life. Remember, the light of God, there is no darkness in God. Tell your neighbor. Bakit malungkot kayo? Meron namang love. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Diba? Don't hate your neighbor, okay? Baka naman yung katabi nyo, yun ang hate nyo. Okay? And the truth within. What is the truth within? Ayaw na, oh. If we say that we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves. Kasi po, kahit na tayo tumanggap na kay Kristo, nagkakasala pa rin tayo. Okay? Ako po, nagkakasala, ewan ko sa inyo. Basta ako, alam ko na nagkakasala ako. And then, sabi po, but if we confess our sins to Him, He can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it's perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. If we claim we have no sin, we are lying. Ano nga po? Inulit na naman dito doon. If we claim we have no sin, we are what?
Lying.
O, di po ba? And calling God a liar. Sinasabi po natin, liar din si Lord. For He says, we have sin. Okay? Liar, liar, go to? Okay, Revelation 21:8. Sabi po, if we say that we have no sin, we are only, niloloko mo lang daw yung sarili mo. Pag sinasabi mo, wala naman akong kasalanan, madalas, eto po, madalas nating narinig, no? Wala naman akong kasalanan, mabuti naman akong tao. Nagbibigay ako. Di po ba? Wala naman akong pinagkautangan. Di po ba? Wala naman akong winalanghiya. Yan pa po yung mga word, di ba? Wala akong winalanghiya. Maayos ang buhay ko. Sabi, wala naman. Kaya alam ko, diretso na ako sa langit. Sino po ang way to heaven?
Jesus.
Kahit po, ano pa? No amount of good works. No amount of, ano pa? Right words or righteousness can bring us to eternal life, but only to Jesus. Sabi po, eto, in John's day, as it is today, some people falsely, mali, that naturuan ng mali, that when a person became a follower of Christ, that person's sin nature was eradicated and he or she could achieve sinless perfection. Wala naman pong sinless perfection. Di po ba? Sabi pa, people who say such things deceive themselves. Niloloko daw po yung sarili. Di pa? Anyone who walks in the light that God has revealed cannot fail to note his own sinfulness. So, sabi po dito, pag natanggap daw natin ang Panginoong Hesukristo, we will, and we're walking in the light, we will not fail daw po to recognize our own sinfulness. Di po ba? Habang lumalakad tayo, araw-araw, we walk in the light, we recognize our own sinfulness. Sabi po, Psalms 51:3, for I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. John 9:4, if you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty. Jesus replied, but your guilt remained because you claim to know what you are doing. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Lahat po tayo. To have no sin is to have no Savior. Bakit mo kailangan ng Diyos kung wala ka naman palang kasalanan? Hindi mo kailangan ng tigapagligtas. Diba? At so walang kwenta yung pagkakatawan tao ni Kristo na nandito siya, tagapamagitan siya, nandito yung Diyos, nandito tayo makasalanan. So walang binibigyan natin na walang haga yung pagkabuhay niya at pagkamatay niya sa krus. Sabi po, but if we confess our sins to Him, He can be depended on to forgive us. Sigurado na po yun. Makakapag-depende po tayo. And to cleanse us from every wrong. And it's perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ, yun nga po yung ano kaya siya namatay, to wash away our sin. Confession of sin is prerequisite to receiving the Lord's forgiveness and cleansing. Uulitin ko po, confession of sin is prerequisite to receiving the Lord's forgiveness and cleansing. Christians who do not regularly confess their sins, ito po yung resulta, weakens their fellowship with God. Di pa pag may kasalanan tayo, parang matamlay tayo. Di po ba? It weakens our, ayaw mo nang magbasa ng salita ng Diyos, ayaw mo nang mag-prayer meeting, ayaw mo nang mag-fellowship, ayaw mo na ng anything that has to do with God. And tapos po, and their relationship with Him become distant and strained. The false teacher would not admit their sin and walk in the light. Yun po yung mga, dinidil po tayo dito, yung mga guro na pumasok sa iglesia. Di po ba? Kasi po yung sulat na ito sa iglesia ng Diyos eh, may mga nagtuturo ng maling katuruan and they don't want to admit yung unang kasalanan nila at they are not walking in the light. If we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God a liar. For He says we have sinned. Because everyone naman po, lahat po tayo nagkasala. Those who say they have not sinned reveal either their ignorance. Pag po pala sinasabi natin na hindi tayo nagkakasala, ay nagre-reveal ito ng ignorance o kawalang alaman or pride, kayabangan, demonstrating that they do not belong to Christ. So yun po, no? Ang liwanag. Ignorance or pride, they do not belong to Christ. Acknowledging the truth of the gospel is not enough. People must also confess their sin and walk in the light. Psalms 32:5, I acknowledge my sin to you and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Proverbs 28:13, He who covers sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Confession clears our conscience and empowers our witness. And at this point, let us ponder on what we need to confess to the Lord. Let us close our eyes. Let us allow the Lord to deal with us. Lord, what do you want me to confess to you that is hindering my fellowship with you and others? What do I need to tell you, Lord? Sige po, hayaan natin sa sumandaling panahon na ito na makipagniig tayo sa Panginoon because this is God wants from us. He wants an open relationship with all of us. And what hinders is unconfessed sin. Ano yung mga kasalanan mo na ipinapaalam sa'yo ng Panginoon ngayon? Sige po, let's have a soul searching in our hearts, in our mind, so that we will have freedom. So that freedom will produce joy. So that the word of life will be give life. The word of life will be living and active in us. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you said in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive it. Lord, I acknowledge my own sinfulness to you. I acknowledge I have sinned against you, Father. And Lord, Lord, forgive me. I ask forgiveness of Father God, whatever transgression I have not yet confessed to you, Lord. I offer my heart to you, Lord. Cleanse me with your blood, O Father. Cleanse me, Lord. I want to live. I want to walk in the light. I want to eradicate any form of darkness in my life. I want you, Jesus. I want to give glory to your name. So, Father God, thank you. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you for your promise that if I confess my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive it. I surrender my life to you. I receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, of my life. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that only you can give. And help me to walk in the life, to walk in freedom that only you can give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And what will be the resolution for all of this? I just want to summarize. Hold on the truth that eternal life is found in Jesus Christ alone.
Amen.
Believe that there is no darkness in God. Act on our sin. Confession clears our conscience and empowers our witness. And what are we? What is our dutiful response? Intentionally confess all sins at all times.
Amen.
Walk in the light by loving others, following the example of Jesus. Make it a habit to fellowship with fellow believers. Read the Word of God regularly and be empowered by it. And this is my prayer, that God will bless us all as we persevere in walking with the light of God's love. God bless everybody.